Are you doing Jim? Where are you been?
She's
busy or sick? She's doing some cramming.
That's really cool.
That's the hardest part, I think, putting the writing on there. And then, of course, I guess it's everybody's own technique as to how much they focus or put the background. That's what? But I mean, I think you can still do Zoom yourself. The Zoom, I think, is. What's going on with him? I ever get any small room off that darn lottery, I always stop and get my and a bucket in your drink.
I've got 9 extra kids.
I thought
they would sit together, but it doesn't seem to me that's going to happen.
It should be soon. They're late.
Looks like the movies in that section.
I better do a quick review here.
That's not the,
but the text.
So many mean words.
We're out of those. Which of the text is there?
Yeah. All right.
Dinzel. Dinzel.
Isn't that
that?
Is he turned on?
Yes, I did.
Dinzel. Dinzel. What happened?
He didn't say he was going to stay by the mic.
Huh?
He said he might have gone to the other room because he was not going to talk.
Yeah, he's here.
He's there.
We just before I came, he called me because we need the test today.
Yeah, they did Sunday. Earlier already.
But now still a little bit. Okay. Continue. But it's lots of, by the door is maybe some over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dinzel.
Hello,
Dinzel. Dinzel.
No.
Oh, yeah, done this one.
No. I wish that
to get done. Then you can do the mission and take.
Blood it wrong skin. Blood again.
Oh, that's good. Namo Guru Me, Namo Vedaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Me, Namo Vedaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurubhe, Namo Vedaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Samay gyoy me khem niray bhay roshi may gyoy may ga namay gyoy may gyoy ni soy soy ray re yoy khe shoy gyoy oy wa teoy samay gyoy me Yama yana yasha yate yalo te yata ga yate ga yate para yaga yate para yasa yaga yate boho yate soha te Gere Tāgī chūkyū jībē sōnāṁ jē Dōlō bēshē sāngjī rūpēr Shū sāngāṁ jī chū tāṁ tū jī chū nāmā lā Shāngjū bādū tāne shēm sōn jē Tāgī chūkyū jībē sōnāṁ jē Dōlō bēshē sāngjī rūpēr Shū sāngāṁ jī chū tāṁ tū jī chū nāmā lā Shāngjū bādū tāne shēm sōn jē
Let us cultivate the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings. And for that reason, we cultivate bodhicitta motivation, and with that kind of motivation, we should participate in the teaching.
Yes. Tangaran tsuge ne sanji ji gompa dugu re she tsa sanji ji gompa dugu she pa la ane ta tsi ji le nga ju du te ki da kabur was
I believe that we are all seeking Buddhahood as our ultimate spiritual goal but it is rather difficult for us to be able to achieve that within one lifetime.
So chan te ta shewa juni shewa shema che di shema shema che ni pa ani maran so sa ten zang bu ti to et ke ba ne ba ke chim bu cha ge res.
In this respect, it is important for us to make efforts to be able to find a fortunate life basis such as the one we have now in our successive rebirths so that we are able to continue our spiritual practice and development.
That's in the long run, Tanda, me, Lutin, Top, and this Sanji, Jitemba, Tangi, Chue, Tangi, and Kirakawa, Zambishunaris.
In this life, we have been very fortunate indeed to have found this kind of precious human life, due to which we have been able to meet with qualified spiritual teachers as well as the precious teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha.
Ina ta shava shamal karayun ta mayun ta ngara tanta pe ti ini chindi thola pe te shava jimar ma juini ini
But in order for us to be able to find this kind of fully endowed human life that is characterized by freedoms and enriching factors, we have to make efforts and create the necessary causes and conditions to be able to have this kind of life in our
future lives. Lamchu で、で、十って言ったんだ、サーゴフレスカノウェル。
マジュシェリ・ラマ・ソンカパー、オル・ジェルン・ボチェ、has stated very clearly, in one of his, works, as Geshe-la quoted the stanza, from his memory, he said, in order to accomplish the highest, spiritual goal, that is complete enlightenment or Buddhahood, it is of utmost importance for us to see that we find what is called a fully characterized suitable life basis to carry on with our practice. If we do not find such a life basis, then it would rather be very difficult for us to be able to make significant progress on our spiritual paths and grounds. And by understanding that, we should make every effort to be able to create the complete necessary causes and conditions to be able to find a fully characterized, most suitable life basis for spiritual development towards a complete enlightened state.
That is the reason, Masami, which is the reason, Gosum Dictum to me, Bhagwandi, Lapur Lirizum, Nechevis, Ransu, Ransu, Luta, Mata, Yisum, Buddhis, Tamagi, Nyomu, Bitamata, Dikbe, Tamata, at the Liga, Tap, Goethe, Yuris, that the any.
And then he goes on to tell us how to create complete causes and conditions to find a fully categorized suitable life basis for spiritual development. And Jerubuchi goes on to tell us that we need to purify ourselves of delusions and negativities that we have created. In other words, that whatever negativities that we have created and accumulated physically, verbally, and mentally, basically these negativities are due to our deluded states of mind. So we need to make efforts to purify our mind of delusions and karmic negativities and obscurations.
That is the reason that when I lose my heart, I use my tongue, I use my mouth, then you know that Changma marriage is not being good. You know, just that deep part Changma zone, same deep part Changma just so tired, some angry. That is the wrong reason. Then, that never good. That never ten.
So in other words, our body, speech and mind at the moment are contaminated, body, speech and mind, because our actions of body, speech and mind are contaminated by delusions or kleshas in Sanskrit, nyurmong in Tibetan. And so we need to purify our actions, and the way to do that is we need to adopt and cultivate antidotes to counteract our deluded states of mind and to counteract our negative karmic actions.
So
as we see the need to purify our mind of delusions and karmic obscurations, negativities, of course we cannot hope to do that within a limited period of time. We cannot hope to do that within, say, 1 year you know, 1 month or 1 week. We really need to approach this in a wise way, in the sense that we have to adopt what is called a steady and consistency in our approach to get rid of delusions and negativities. So slow and steady, if you will, is very important to counteract our delusions and negativities. An essential part of our purification or confession practice is to generate a genuine contrition or regret for the negativities that we have accumulated. So when we think about what we have done in this lifetime, we try to remember or recollect negativities that we have done physically, verbally, and mentally, and we sincerely regret for having done those negativities. In other words, you know, we really generate that thought that it's really not good that I have accumulated such negativities. And also based upon our present life experiences, we can infer that in our past lives also, you know, we must have done similar or worse kind of negativities, and we sincerely regret for having done them. And that is an essential component of purification practice. Generating regret for our past mistakes or the negativities is, more than simply saying, I'm sorry, you know, I did such negativities. It's more than that. It's not enough just simply to feel kind of a sorry or feel, say, oh, I'm sorry that I made mistakes. Because simply saying kind of a sorry, you know, to ourselves or to the holy beings is not enough, to purify negativities. Yes, that is an important part of our, purification practice. So when we develop regret, or when we regret for the negativities that we have done and accumulated, I think it is much more than simply feeling sorry or simply saying sorry, I made mistakes. We should be able to reflect on and understand the consequences of the negativities that we have created and accumulated. We should be able to reflect on the demerits or the faults of negativities. And so we say that because of these negativities, you know, what kind of problems or suffering that I have to encounter, and in this life and also in my future lives, that these negativities could precipitate my rebirth in the unfortunate states. And so when we see the impact and the consequences of negativities, then we really experience sincere, powerful regret, in relation to our negativities. And an example given to illustrate this point is if we had taken poison into our system, you know, how concerned we would be that we will be single-pointedly concerned with that, okay, now poison has got into my system, and what's the best way or what are the options, you know, with which I can get the poison out of my system. So in the same way, we should have that kind of single-pointed focus and regret for having done our negativities of body, speech, and mind to be able to purify them.
And tū kōpē nāni chīmbi yā nā tān jōpā chāmbu shēngi yā sī kārī yā sī nā tē shēng tā kārī tōngu yā sī nā rāng sō tī khayā tī tā tōngu yā sī tū tī kōpā nāni chīmbi yā tī wāng kī tā rāng sō tī kēgī yā pā tī tū tī sō tī kēgī yā pā tī hā kua yā tsā nī tā tē tī pā tēng yā tā tī anī tē lē pēng yā kī anī mēng tā anī dōkta tā nī tā ngē pā tū tā tēng kū tūwa tē tī nā yī shī ngā rā tsō shēngu yā sī.
In the case of the example I just gave, if we had taken poison into our system, we will very much regret that it has happened. And our regret is very genuine because of the understanding that, you know, if I don't do something to get the poison out of my system, it's going to kill me. So we know what's going to be the outcome of the poison in our system. What is the danger, if you will, of the poison in our system. And that's why we do everything, you know, go and find a good doctor or go and find the best medication to cure ourselves of the poison. And in the same way, so we have to be able to see the dangers and the consequences of negativities that we have accumulated through our actions of body, speech, and mind, so that we genuinely regret for having done them, and we can purify them.
So, sir, Maranzo, Copen, and that took the turn of the day, and then New Mumpy, that New Mumpy took the Ran Copen, the same as in Tabia Sosa Jugger, was Tabag, Ran Tabatoya Sosa Jugger. So, the day then that the pay a dung, but the Dunton Java Travosini, the pay a dung, meantime, I said, never that, some tongue.
Now, metaphorically speaking, that delusions that we have inside us, in our system, are really like the poison. So that's why we call them poisonous delusions, which have already got into our system. And if we don't do something here to purify ourselves of delusions, to counteract them, then the danger that lies here is that these poisonous delusions can kill our spiritual life. It can put an end to our chances, and it can destroy our life to be able to attain liberation and enlightenment. So in that sense, it's a very serious matter that the poisonous delusions in our system are so dangerous that they can cut short our life to attain liberation and enlightenment.
So that's it. So that's Jehovah, the kitchen with the sun. Jehovah, the kitchen with the kitchen with the kitchen.
So what I'm trying to say through all these things is the power of regret, which is very essential to our purification practice. To be able to purify ourselves of delusions and negativities, we must see the dangers of delusions and negativities, what would be the outcome, and then sincerely regret, develop contrition, for having them and having done the negativities.
And the change is done under measures of the Dom Saint Gishago, Tanga Vadu. Migu Lee Kandiji Dari, Migu Lee, the Shen Tony, that Newman be Shen Tony, that Pinchini, and Tita be Newman be Wanga, laying over the saga, men summit that Paki and the Dom Saint Shago.
And another essential component or element of purification practice or confession practice is that we need to resolve in our mind that from this moment onward, I am not going to give in to delusions and repeat the negativities or create the negativities. And so the power of resolution here that by seeing the dangers of delusions and negativities and sincerely regretting for them, now we generate the power of resolution that I firmly resolve from this moment onward, I'm not going to give into delusions, I'm not going to engage in negativities. So going back to our example here is, you know, once we have found, say, medication to get the poison out of our system, then I think we are going to have that kind of a resolution that hereafter I'm going to say that I don't let poison get into my system. That's that kind of a resolution. Now the same way here, that we regret firmly for the delusions and negativities that we have, and we find antidotes to counteract them, and we firmly resolve that hereafter we are not going to, give in to them. So these are the things that you know we can bring into our everyday you know life and activities. That let's say when we are interacting with others, you know this could be in a social setting or at a workplace, and if you know we happen to do something negativity in relation to the person, then we just remind ourselves and we regret for having hurt someone's feeling or done the negativity, and then we tell ourselves that I will make efforts not to do the same thing again. So in that way, we immediately bring this, kind of practice into our everyday life situations and interactions.
That thing, any social, the chimsan, the pamad, the pingya, the anayi, the chumba, chumrota, and the legacy, the tamal, that is some, the narazo in same case, somebody, the nursing doctor. In that maga ashiyan dokte ani ling aa ke chik chubun ha mawa ta daga na yige lu je ani kushu a te zongbo shi ta zongzu ka ri chongbo yin ta ten ding ma song sang la sa khadu de sambe shi shen ji me ji sa me dom sen shin la sa de ni zhong de ge yin na ani ni ta ri ki shi bi na ani ta ni ma ji le pe ta ni ge ta chang mang bo shi de zan ni ani ni ma ji pe ta chang ma ji cha ji yo ro shi.
So the point I'm trying to make here is how can we put such things into our everyday life situations and practice. Say when as we are interacting with our family members or our friends or our neighbors or our co-workers or anybody in the community, and if we find ourselves speaking to them unpleasantly or hurt them through our speech, or that we behave rudely, unkind towards them, rude behavior, we immediately try to remember our own actions and regret for having said something that hurt someone or behaved in a way that hurt someone, and then we try to resolve in our mind that we are not going to repeat these actions in the future. So if we try to train ourselves or discipline ourselves in that way, in every given situation, as we find ourselves making mistakes or doing wrong things, negativities, then our time will come as we get better and better in our discipline and practice and training, a time will come that we will really almost be perfect that you know, in that that we are not going to say, do, or think negatively about others.
No, no. That day, told me, that control is something. That when we change the choice, the gender is something. That one, do that thing. And devashi, something. And those things stop change something.
And in addition to those two powers, I just briefly explained, power of regret for negativity and delusions, power of resolution, that we are not going to give ourselves, give in to those things and not to repeat the negativities again. We should also, what we call, cultivate a trust and faith in the three jewels, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, three ratnas, as our objects of refuge. We generate faith and trust in them. So this is what we call the power of reliance, Tenjitop, which is another essential component, element of our purification practice.
That conjugal assembly at 2010 to machine over, Yalambical train, any Chedai, Yoke Gane, Colossus, and Chubapu, Sani Conjugal Chubapu, Tembashe.
So I think we should also train ourselves in you know, in such a way that we remember Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha so many times, if possible, throughout the day. You know, let's say we get up in the morning and we try to reflect on or remember Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha and generate trust and faith in them. And then maybe later we sit for our breakfast. So before we eat our breakfast, you know, we offer the untouched first part of the food, our breakfast, to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And then when we go to work, we again remember Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and say that, you know, by your blessings and grace,
yeah,
that I have been, you know, able to, how to say, be in this kind of wonderful situation, and may my day be meaningful. May I be able to think positively and bring benefits and positive things to others. So we kind of set our motivation that way and we go to work. So if we could, I mean, remember Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, you know, like say 100 times or 200 times, as many times as we could in everyday life, I think that would really become a very powerful force of practice.
So, Conjugal assembly saying, Pen Yavi in a Nikoni pay shipping in there. Sending conjugal a yellow ten and cause Niko going into deed in honey, showing instantly, sure, somebody didn't dread that never do tapaji touch of the race.
And so throughout the day, we try to remember Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and so try to remain very positive. Let's say at night, you know, when we go to bed, if we reflect on Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha and go for refuge in them and generate trust and faith in them, so in that manner we fall asleep. So throughout our period of sleeping, and even if, let's say, for whatever reason we die in our sleep, the whole state of mind within which we die becomes a very positive state of mind, and it's almost guaranteed that because of that, you know, we will achieve a good rebirth in our next life. You see, but the power of such a positive thinking, when we fall asleep, our sleep itself becomes positive. And if we were to die in our sleeping state, then it's almost guaranteed that by the power of refuge and positive mind, that we will find a fortunate rebirth.
Mm-hmm. Tā rānta hīna, dōngē chēshūng kārī shūma hīna, lānsa tā kōnyū kū tūjī zīg sāmba kī tēnī kī sāmba kī ngāpās zhōng nā yā wē, zhōng gu rīs.
And as we ourselves face certain personal difficulties and problems, or we witness others facing problems and difficulties, if we can immediately bring to our mind, may Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha take care of us and bless us to be able to, get out of such situation, that would be very wonderful.
That is in any conjunction with zinc, some machine pay, the lady shown 10 to the sooner, and then here comes the thing about the conjunction chamber thing about the touch of the place.
So, in our everyday daily activities, if we train ourselves to remember Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, say we are walking somewhere and we almost stumbled over something and fall down, we remember Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha and seek their blessings and trust in them. So, if we train ourselves to remember Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha in our daily activities, even the ordinary activities, then through such familiarization, then when the time comes for us to face death, I think it would be it would be easier and for us to be able to remember Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha at that time. So even things like when we are, enjoying a cup of tea or coffee, and maybe it's the coffee and tea is hot, but somehow it burns our lips. But at that time, it's just somehow remember, like, oh my Buddha and Dhamma Sangha, whatever the pain we feel, if we remember Buddha Dhamma Sangha and kind of seek their blessing and protection, I think that would really help us train ourselves to recollect them.
Indeed. Kind of serving ouch in the Jisik door. Take so the Lenny, Sanji, that's a conscious of change at 11 degree.
So, usually, we kind of have different expressions in different languages, right? When you burn yourself, like ouch or something, English. But instead of saying such whatever meaningless reaction thing, if you can say, oh Buddha, so that really helps,
Really? I think they might use it,
Yeah, I really mean it, I'm not joking.
So that condition,
What I'm explaining now is also a part of what is usually talked about as six types of recollection or remembrances, one of which is recollecting a meditational deity or a Buddha. So that also goes well with the practice of those six recollections.
Charanso Marda Tondi Chane Chik Madebashi, Debrunda Shesan and Lansa, and Sanji the Chuz and the Kunchus with Chain Samajin, a very strong word.
So as you are driving on the street or the freeway, if you almost hit someone, like you put the brake on, you say, oh Buddha, Dhamma Sangha, like that, just train your mind to remember and to rely upon Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. So that would be very wonderful.
Until any time, so you can do Shabata, Shanju, the same Gombata, Tahana Yege, and Niji, Niji, Saint Gilam will be Niji Shabata, Saint Gilam will be Shamba Chambashata, and it's only Niambukun Shabatop place.
So remembering Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha in our everyday life and daily activities, so that would constitute practicing what is called the power of reliance, Tenjitop, an essential component of purification practice. Now, another essential component of purification practice or confession practice is what we call the power of applying antidotes. Now this is where, when we recite prayers or, we cultivate bodhicitta or great love and great compassion for sentient beings. And so when we generate such positive attitudes And, you know, we do prayers or chanting or all such things. So these constitute what is called applying antidotes to our delusions and negativities. So we could also recite, you know, mantras such as the six-syllable mantra of Chenrezig, Arya Avalokiteshvara, Om Mani Padme Hum. Of course, what is really important to reciting the mantra or doing prayers and practice is to cultivate what we call positive motivation, because motivation, you know, plays very significant role in our practice and development, spiritual development. But without any motivation, if we simply say Om Mani Padme Hum, well, there may be some benefit in reciting the holy mantras, but there won't be that much. So positive motivation is a very important part of our practice. So let me briefly explain how do we cultivate positive motivation. And if I explain one time, then you will be able to apply it to other situations and practices. Let's say we think about complete enlightened state, that we want to wish to accomplish Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. We generate that kind of altruistic motivation. And then with that motivation, we say, so in order to accomplish Buddhahood for the sake of sentient beings, I'm going to rely upon Chenrezig, Arya Avalokiteshvara, and then recite his name mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. So with that motivation, we recite Om Mani Padme Hum, then our recitation becomes very powerful practice. Now the same goes with
the same kind of motivation goes with any other practice we do.
So at the beginning, we cultivate positive motivation, such as bodhicitta motivation. Then when we actually doing the practice, say reciting Om Mani Padme Hum or any other mantra or practice, in the case of reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, we try to focus clearly on Chenrezig Arya Avalokiteshvara and generate trust and faith in him, and then recite the mantra. And then whatever time we have and we spend on reciting the mantra and remembering Chenrezig, Arya Avalokiteshvara, now before conclude our practice, it is very important for us to do proper dedication of our merit.
Hindu Karachan, Hindu the Tambay, Tang, and the series in Chai Gan, Shimin, series of Zuma Tang, Tambay gave his own Delatini, any senior to Sanji Kompatova, show some that the Shem Diddy Karita.
No.
I think, no. What the sugar is.
No. So at the end of our action and practice, right, in the case of reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, the six syllable mantra of charity. So then we dedicate our merit, thinking by the power of reciting this mantra, the positive virtue I've created, may I become Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings. Or if we're meditating on any other deity or a practice, or we are reciting prayers and chanting, So then we say, by virtue of these prayers and chantings I have done, may I become Buddha for the benefit of all sentient beings. So that's how we do dedication of our merit.
난 난준이 최고 밖에겠다 무슨 가리에서는 알아서 최 그저 기준 가리지 세빙이네 곰 재빙난자 현대 재빙난자 마 아담빙이네 가리 세빙이네 아니 저러와 뭐이기 죽선 또 좀 뭐 정원 죽선 내가 상고 그래서
So whatever kind of you know practice we do spiritual practice you know basic or You know, mediocre, or no, I should say mediocre, the moderate level of practice or the advanced level of practice, or whatever positive actions we do, there are three things that we should keep in our mind. That's what we call jorva, which is the motivation, which literally means preparation, but preliminary. So it's the motivation. Then there's the actual action or the actual practice we do. And then there is the conclusion, which is the dedication. So the proper motivation and good action or proper action and proper dedication, those three things are very important with any kind of practice we do. So if our action or practice fulfills those three, qualities. There is the really proper motivation, proper action, and proper dedication. Then the action or the practice we do really become very powerful, effective action and practice.
That thing you never say good thing. Me give you less,
So, but we also want to understand how these things work with the wrong actions or the negativities. So, if those three things are present or complete in a negative action that we perform, then that negative action becomes a very powerful negative action. So in the case of negative karmic actions, say at the beginning, you know, we generate this strong, you know, motivation. We say, you know, I must do this negativity. You know, we have every justification and have a strong deluded motivation to do the negativity. So in the middle, when we actually do the negativity, we pay all our attention to doing it. And it's almost like a single-pointed concentration here. And so in the middle, we do it, you know, as best as we could, with full attention to the negativity. Then at the end, we conclude our negativity with a certain level of satisfaction. Ha, I did it, you know. So when all those three things are present, there's a strong delusional motivation, and with full attention to the actual performance of the negativity, and then we conclude it with some sort of rejoicing and full satisfaction, you know, I did it. Then such a negativity, karma, becomes extremely negative karma, powerful bad karma.
That give you so do the chante sunga chang kantu kantu kithu shi. Me give le shi the chante this sunga na pa ta kasi na pa nyunga chi. Ali kuno tang bingin na te joga tang yu yin bote ma sanga chi shi. That ki joga chung bingin na kuno tang yu yin bote ma sanga chi. Ten pa ten kani na te.
So when it comes to doing positive actions or positive karmas, we should make every effort to see that all the three phases of our action are complete. In other words, that we try to generate strong positive motivation in the beginning, if possible altruistic motivation. Then when we are performing the positive action, we pay full attention to the action, right? And then at the end, we do proper dedication of our action. So when we do those things, right, then our positive actions become very powerful actions. Our practice becomes very powerful practice. So we try to see that all those three things are present as and when we do positive actions and practice, so that our actions and practice become very effective and powerful. Now, when it comes to doing negativities, of course, in the first place, we should try not to do any negativities, bad karmas. But should we, you know, get involved in doing negativity, then we should see that at least some parts of these three things is not there. Okay, so at the beginning, maybe if we can prevent with a strong deluded motivation, that's great. But if, let's say, our motivation is very strong delusion, but when it comes to doing the negativity, see that, you know, we don't really pay much attention to it, you know, or that we don't rejoice at the end of the negativity, or don't feel like, oh, I did it, you know. Somewhere we try to see that, either the motivation or the dedication or the actions are not really completely negative. You know, we try to minimize the intensity of our negative karma. So that's what we should try to do with negativity. See that either the motivation is not there, or if the motivation is there, we don't do the action completely. Or if the action is completely, don't rejoice in the action. And so in that way, we can reduce the intensity, the power of negative karmic actions.
Well, that's
So what I have been explaining today is the purification practice, or what is called confession practice, shapa in Tibetan. And so we talked about what are the four essential elements or the components of purification practice. There has to be power of regret for delusions, negativities that we have done or we have accumulated, and the power of resolution that we are not going to let them continue or do them again and again, and then the power of applying actual antidotes to counteract them, and then the power of dedication. So through that, if our purification practice consists of those four elements or the components, then our purification practice becomes very effective practice, and we can purify delusions and negativities. So if we do that kind of purification practice in our everyday life, then we will be purifying a lot of negative karmas and delusions, and then there is really real hope for us to be able to find good rebirths, most suitable life basis to continue with our practice in our successive lifetimes. We must not, discourage ourselves by feeling like, no, I can't do it. You know, don't, discourage and underestimate one's own potentiality. Don't, because then we will never be able to do anything.
So
So we may not be able to do much or much practice, but whatever we can do, you know, we should inspire ourselves and develop the courage and keep on doing even the little positive actions or practice that we could do. Because slowly, slowly, our actions build up, positive actions build up, and our practice also grows. Okay? So in that way, with the passage of time, we can see that, you know, we are growing so much in terms of spiritual development and practice. We have a saying in Tibetan that the waters in the ocean have not all of come together one time, because we feel that the ocean is nothing but an accumulation of you know, drops of water. So when the drops of water are collected, then with the passage of time, they can produce the great ocean or a sea. So in the same way, we try to do little by little practice that we can do so that we build up our positive actions and karmas, and we build up our practice. So now we will go back to the Lamrim text where we left off last week. And so we have been, you know, dealing with what we call, you know, special features or the characteristics, the benefits of Lamrim teaching, teaching of the stages of path to enlightenment. And the number four preeminent qualities of the Lamrim, or the special characteristics of the Lamrim, you will, is that based upon Lamrim understanding, we will be able to kind of almost like automatically, you know, stop doing serious negativities. So what is this like a great serious negativity that we are talking about that we will not be doing if we understand Lamrim? The great serious negativity, which is called great fault, literally translating, great mistake, great fault, this refers to the karma, negative karma of abandoning dharma. So the negative karma of abandoning dharma is a serious negativity.
That the country is in a pen and condition is in a chula ta chula yaduten. The Tibachi be chula yabur, Timmy chula yabu marisian. Tanga de yabur dina di and then doti yabu marisian. That the dig be shingu shivy, the shun.
So now how might we find ourselves accumulating, creating and accumulating this serious negative karma of abandoning dharma, if you ask, you know, how we might end up doing that? What does that karma constitute? Let's say if we make so many, how should I say, discriminatory statements regarding different aspects of the Dharma. For example, we say, you know what, oh, Mahayana teaching is really very holy and precious, but the Hinayana Theravadan teaching is so-so, you know, not so profound. If we do think that way, and if we do make statements with regard to that, that may constitute the negative karma of abandoning dharma, because we are picking, you know, what we are doing is we are, you know, choosing certain aspects of the dharma and elevating them, and then we underestimate and put down other aspects of the dharma. So that is a negativity of abandoning dharma. Or let me give you another example. If you think that, you know what, the tantric teaching is really very special and powerful, but the sutrayana teaching is so-so, you know, that's kind of, you know, okay. Well, that kind of mentality And with that mentality, if we make such statement and claim, then we may create the negativity of abandoning Dharma. So we must not discriminate within the different divisions or the teachings of Dharma. It is stated here in the text that we should develop definite understanding of the first three preeminent qualities or the special characteristics of Lamrim. If we understand them, then we will be able to understand this fourth preeminent quality or the unique characteristics of Lamrim, and then we won't find ourselves creating the karma of abandoning Dharma.
We're on page 89, and we're starting the new heading, The Greatness of Allowing You to Easily Discover the True Thinking of the Victorious One. The scriptures and their commentaries are, as I have already said, the best of instructions. Yet you cannot discover the ultimate...
We had been already this distance, I think.
No, this is where
you're... What's saying?
The greatness of allowing you to discover the true thinking of the victorious one.
We
did have some small bit of it, but this is the more...
Then what they read, okay, then.
The scriptures and their commentaries are, as I have already said, the best of instructions.
Uh-huh.
Yet you cannot discover the ultimate thoughts of the victorious one merely by referring to these great classics without any instructions from your guru on the stages of the path to enlightenment.
Yeah, this way indeed, or then thinking, yeah. Ocean and the precious jewels, those I've talked about already.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you're going, what is that?
So, you cannot discover the ultimate thoughts of the victorious one without any instructions from your guru on the stages of the path to enlightenment as your frame of reference.
Yes.
Despite the fact that the subject matter of these classics embodies the victorious one's ultimate thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
In order to discover these thoughts from the classics alone, you must grapple with these texts for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you depend on the Lamrim, you will easily discover them without such a struggle. Perhaps you are wondering, what are these thoughts of the victorious one? My own precious guru, my refuge and protector, told me that in general they are taken to be the three scopes. But even more importantly, they come down to the necessity of practicing the three fundamentals of the path.
Mm-hmm.
This is surely correct. The great Tsongkhapa clarified the victorious one's ultimate thoughts on the correct view. In the three fundamentals of the path, Tsongkhapa said, the appearance that things are mutually interdependent is no illusion, but there are those who understand emptiness to be something devoid of this appearance. As long as these two seem separate to you, you will never realize the thoughts of the Great One. Actually, this is saying that you have not understood the thoughts of the Victorious One unless you have realized the correct view.
Okay, quick,
Because it's a kid's hurry.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you.
I think, yes. What is it? You read, like, you know, ocean of the ocean, and also then the precious jewels.
It's the next paragraph. You want me to go through that?
Also, we did already last week. We did already, I think. The fourth subject.
I don't know how in that lamrim is translated. Are there like a four characteristics
of the
I think Geshe-la wants you to read the passage relating to the fourth characteristic or preeminent quality, as I translated, of the lamrim. You know, which is, you know, by understanding lamrim, we do not indulge in great error or great fault.
Lamrim is like a...
Okay, we will...
Lamrim is the like a...
We will be skipping this one section, but it's the greatness of allowing you to save yourself from the worst misdeed is the following page.
Yes, because I thought after we talk about this one, you know, lamrim is the like boat. Lamrim is the boat, you know. And then guru is the like the seller. We talked about already, yeah.
Yeah.
That's already last week. Yeah.
Okay. The greatness of allowing you to save yourself from the worst misdeed. Here, the great stages of the path and other texts explicitly teach that you should not do anything that will give you the karma and the resulting obscuration that goes with abandoning the Dharma.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay. So, that give the cards in your chamber, long, send you long chamber to some shape again, and your chamber, that Chubunk is Agmaris.
So the fourth, preeminent quality of lamrim, or the unique characteristic of lamrim, is if we study and contemplate and meditate on the lamrim teaching, then we are not going to get involved in a great creating a great a serious negativity or probably in that sense it seems like a misdeed or something. So we are not going to basically indulge in serious negativity of abandoning Dharma.
So that's
the preeminent quality of the lamrim. So a serious negativity, explicitly what it deals with is negative karma of abandoning Dharma.
Ta, they answer. Kewa tambo sun la, neba mani nas. Ne jawika la ne jawika la tukba thomen tang. She chue tang drube chue so kuba che yung ki cheba thoma ki jegres. Ta kani da tanda kewa ji yorbol. Kewa ji kena ne kewa tambo sun tinga pa ngai gugares.
So as we mentioned earlier, that it is important for us to develop a good understanding or a definite understanding of the first three preeminent qualities or the unique features of lamrim. And if we do have that understanding, then we are not going to make divisions within Buddha Dharma as if there are some part is for teaching or talk about and some parts are for practice or some are this or some are that. We are not going to make such categorizations which may involve abandoning Dharma.
That's
Okay, so today we have been focused on talking about the fourth preeminent quality or the feature of Lam Rim. Now let me ask you, do you remember the first three preeminent qualities of Lam Rim? So if we have forgotten the first three, then it would rather be kind of a difficult to understand the fourth preeminent quality of Lam Rim. So in the monastic setting, you know, when a teacher would ask the students, you know, okay, what are the three, first three? If the students don't have answer, then the teacher would just simply, you know, won't teach any more further, and he will just insist that you
waiting
bring the
for
first
the answer.
Three. You know.
That's the four greatnesses of the Dharma, right?
Yes, yeah, there's the Tambusum, first three gone already.
The first preeminent quality, or I don't know how it's translated in your Lam Rim translation, the special feature of Lam Rim is based on Lam Rim, we will be able to understand that there is no contradictions or inconsistency in all of Buddha's teaching. So the first preeminent quality or the special feature of Lam Rim is based upon Lam Rim teaching, we can understand that there are no contradictions in Buddha's teachings or inconsistency, as we would say.
Yeah.
And I remember, do you remember that I use dice, you know, square shaped dice as an example, you know, how if we understand, you know, one sort of a aspect of a teaching, then we were able to see the other aspects of the teaching as if, you know, it's like if you pull one side of the, you know, a square shaped cloth, you will be pulling all the three sides, the other three sides of the of the piece. And the second preeminent quality or the special feature of Lam Rim is based on Lam Rim, we understand that every teaching given by Buddha is to be understood as a personal instruction, personal
advice.
So in other words, that based on Lam Rim, we would be able to understand that even one syllable of Buddha's teaching, such as the syllable Na, it really is a personal advice or instruction. And then the third preeminent quality or the special feature of Lam Rim is based upon Lam Rim, we can easily discover the real intentions or the thoughts of Shakyamuni Buddha. So if we understand or if we have understood the first three preeminent qualities of the Lam Rim, special features of Lam Rim, then relatively it will be easier for us to understand the fourth feature of the Lam Rim, which is based upon Lam Rim, understanding that we are not going to indulge in a serious negativity or a misdeed, which is abandoning Dharma. So if we you know, have gained a good understanding of the first three preeminent qualities or the features of the Lam Rim, then we are not going to create a negativity of abandoning Dharma.
That being then, Kari is like, Tangi, the Hema, the Goa Chabi, the Saki, Hema, some of the Chow Chabi, and the Tigwa Tumig, Tigwa Toata, Membak, Chabashin, the Tiba Chival Gashi, Membal Migan, the Tinita, and Tang Yung Maris, Go Kansi, Kansaki, Tang Javi, and the Chachin, the Sumbati, Hakongar was.
So, how does that work, if you ask me, is if you understood the significance of the first three preeminent qualities of Lamrim teaching or the text, then based upon that, we are not going to create a serious negativity of abandoning Dharma. For example, that we are not going to, how to say, pick and choose different aspects of the Buddha's teaching as if, well, Mahayana is really something great quality and I love it so much, but Theravadin or Hinayana is kind of low and down below me and kind of, look down or belittle. So if we do that, we are creating the karma of abandoning Dharma, and we are not going to do that if we have understood the significance and importance of the preeminent quality, the first three preeminent qualities of Lamrim.
Yeah,
And also, should someone think about this way and make a statement, all the profound treatises that we talk about, shastras, these are just for like theoretical kind of a pursuit, just to become a big mouth, to talk about. There's nothing as if the things you study in the profound treatises or shastras are as if not to be put into practice, or you don't need to meditate on them. And so there are people, who make such claims, think that, what you study about those profound texts is just becoming too intellectual and big mouth to talk about. There's nothing to put into practice. That is creating the negativity of abandoning Dharma.
So
of course, as a Buddhist, must not make divisions within Buddha Dharma or categorizations. Tantra is, of high quality teaching, and that's what I love it, and Sutrayana is kind of a basic and kind of belittled down, because that would be creating the negativity of abandoning Dharma. Or we think that, Mahayana is something very profound, but the Hinayana is so-so, we should not think in such a way and should not make such a statement. And so not only that, as a Buddhist, we need to learn to appreciate and respect all different aspects of Buddha's teaching. Why? After all, Shakyamuni Buddha gave all kinds of teachings or levels of teachings for an individual practitioner to practice from the foundation of the basic level and progress on the paths and grounds to complete enlightened state. So all the things Buddha taught are meant for an individual practitioner to put into practice. So there's nothing to pick and choose. Say, this is good and that's bad. I don't want it. There's no such thing. So not only do we learn to appreciate and respect all aspects of Buddha's teachings, levels of Buddha's teaching, but we must also today learn to appreciate and respect all kinds of religious traditions, which are also not Buddhist Buddhist traditions. There are non-Buddhist traditions. We need to appreciate the goodness in other traditions and respect them.
Ngaranzi, ta yinda chulu yindala nga razu tinala pen zhugaya ke yamar yina nga razu tanga zhongu res. Ko tida tele, ko kanza tida tali tsumba, tsamba ki yungu yar jeza, pentu kimbu yungu yar jeza nga razu tsuzhu shegaya ke yamar yina tele pe kita yakbo res samni samba ki ngepada shena yakbo yar res.
So of course, as a Buddhist, you know, we have already got our spiritual path and practice, so we don't need to convert into some other, you know, religions or have to, you know, go and do some other practice. But at the same time, we should learn to respect and appreciate what other religions have got to offer. Because after all, those religions are also fulfilling the needs of, you know, other people. And other people are getting benefited by those religious traditions, and we need to respect that and acknowledge that.
Tan den ko ko tin do gin da de ter is chepong le jin da te chepong le ji de ba den da xin de ji ji re ja ki da ge a de ji gu cha bu da zap chen bu re sa na.
And here it is very clearly stated that the negativity of abandoning dharma is a very heavy, very strong negativity.
Pom number pom da da ke to mekhej do ran ke ani do do ani do dipana de kan ne number pom ta ji dibin do le stan do le kan ta gembe ta be chu pom le ji dipan chaos ji tin gembe le sa ji pa so ne ta be chu pom le ji dipa de ki ta thabu thabu ta ta ji gu thabu re san kan.
Shakyamuni Buddha in a sutra, condensed version of the sutra, you know, said, "O Manjushri, you should understand that the negativity of abandoning dharma is very subtle, but it's very powerful negativity."
Karin is in Jambi, that Jambi is getting Jambi and Masuni. And it takes you because Ninzu Yampuri, takes you because Ninzu. Yabu Mundu sent that they share in a chip on race kana, tangi future, that thing.
And as I explained to you before, here Buddha tells Manjushri, you say, should someone say that this is this part of Buddha's teaching, Tathagata's teaching is good and noble, this part of the Buddha's teaching is bad, you know, not good, then such a person is creating the negativity of abandoning Dharma.
Telo maje na ta ting al me gusi en samna da te ta chebon ke leg zon de chalo de ya wo me.
And even if one does not think like, you know, that certain aspect of Buddha's teaching is good that I want it, or certain aspect of Buddha's teaching bad, you know, bad, but if someone says, you know, I don't want to practice that aspect of Buddha's teaching, that may also be very similar to abandoning Dharma. So if a person belittles any aspect of Buddha's teaching, then he is or she is also belittling Buddha himself. So if Dharma is belittled, so is Buddha, and so is Sangha.
Then this excuse are, then the rigpa, then the rigpa, he said that chui pung was that in the bush. Then the sangha seven is chid sung bow, then the nintu is chid sung bow, he said that chui pung was it. That sangha jump did the desert, but then the nintu is corner, yes, you don't sung bari. Then the watch be chui donkey to go my son. Then I think it's somebody in the summer, and you tell us some of them that, and dig a chip jabber in that chip on risk.
And it stated here that should someone make a statement like, oh, this part of the Buddha's teaching are really taught for the, you know, Shravakas or the hearers, and Bodhisattvas don't need to practice them. But this part of the Buddha's teaching are taught for the Bodhisattvas, so Shravakas and Bodhisattvas really don't, you know, need them. If we make such statement, that would constitute abandoning Dharma.
That Tini nyeba kitu che wan tingi jamle. Ta ndiri ta che bon ge le nyeba chembe bi junsi de ani tingi do tingi jamle en song dos.
So if one were to abandon Dharma, it would be a very serious negativity, and that has been talked about or mentioned in the King of Concentration Sutras or Samadhi Raja Sutra.
Kare is na, and this one, and the kangis, me kangi, kangsaki kis, zambi lili underness, chete tangi jigje pas, zambi lili yebi chete samachi ba ta.
In a King of Concentration Sutra or Samadhi Raja Sutra, it is said that should someone abandon Dharma or create the negativity of abandoning Dharma, that negativity is much more serious than if a person were to destroy all the stupas or the temples throughout the world.
Yeah. Kangi dodi ponje pa digba tene che pas. Kangi shenye che drachun sepre chuba. Ozi. Chuba we. Kangi dodi ponje pa digba tene che. Ta mi kiki ya. Awe. Ani drachun ba seva ta. Drachun seva. Drachun ba seva ta. An dodi ponga ni chiki na ina. Ani dodi ponga te digba sa chik riska na.
And in the same sutra, it is said that should someone abandon Dharma, that negative karma would be much more serious than someone who kills an arahat or arahant.
When are that the reality? The condition is when the time chug and drip on Songjan, Songjayak, then they shall be not to Chipongle Sagar.
And also, should someone do business with the Dharma, that would constitute abandoning Dharma.
Oh, no. That's the Chibung Lesa. That's the reason why. And then, here, that's the little shit. That's the little shit. That's the little shit. That's the little shit. That's the little shit.
No, okay. So there so those are very important things to keep in mind, and it is already 9 and we will stop there today. So an important point to remember is that if we can cultivate what we call appreciation of Buddha's teachings, you know, even if we couldn't practice something, we say, you know, I'm not able to practice it now, but I hope to be able to practice it someday. And if we cultivate appreciation and respect to and for all different levels or aspects of Buddha's teaching, so that would be very wonderful.
That then is any church and they put it down, then they can pan Gamu Shavata, and it's a democrat my Yavata, and then they can pay Quigan Mabe Shavin, that is only Sandu Harris.
So if we are being very disrespectful to the Dharma, say if we put the Dharma text you know, just barely on the floor, without any protection, or walk over Dharma textbooks and the Dharma books, that would constitute abandoning Dharma.
That
would be similar to the negativity of abandoning Dharma.
Yes.
As His Holiness the Dalai Lama often reminds us in his public teachings that we should learn to appreciate all kinds of religious traditions so that we respect you know, all religions and traditions. So that's very important. That's what we need to keep in our mind and try to you know, put that into practice.
That's what I want to say.
So we will live there and continue next time. And Geshe-la said, you know, he will have to speak in his English, and then you will have more challenges.
Yeah. What is he? Nyama, port da tiyora, nyeba nyeba siya tiyora ba.
No, okay.
Kita lusa kita.
Ane.
Kaya hama ko siya.
No, okay.
Tapi kung iti F ti ladet yung mga yung mendo ba?
Ladet kaya.
Port sente.
Ladet. Yeah, okay. I think one time maybe Geshe-la must be pronouncing, you know, not pronouncing clearly the fault. So he must have been saying something like pot, and everybody was hearing like a pot. What is a pot, you know? But actually he was talking about
the pot. That's not my own fault. Okay. Then another church in Yishevi gave us a lot in Sajid Tembar, that you didn't know about that. This is Yishevi Taman Sukhoi, Yishevi Tembar, that you didn't know about that. And then,
So let us dedicate our collective merit for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy masters live long and be successful and fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems. And may beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. In short, we dedicate our merit, positive energy, for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all become Buddhas soon.
Okay.
Yeah.